This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, September 29, the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, Proper 21, Year C, the poverty of riches. Dear friends, them that has, gets. So the old expression goes, but what exactly do they get, and what does it cost them to get it? In this week's Gospel, Jesus addresses the price of worldly wealth, its value, and the ultimate unintended consequences of riches. The poor little rich girl was a familiar figure in 19th century popular literature. She had inherited everything but happiness. Her male counterpart was Scrooge, whose name entered the language as the picture of grasping, hard-hearted wealth. Whether inherited or acquired, both paid a terrible price for riches. As the Beatles' rock standard laments, money can't buy me love. And as the tabloids regularly attest, money can buy you boredom, addiction, despair, and the cliché of beautiful lives broken by excess. You can't take it with you is another old saw that this gospel evokes. The rich man's bounty does him no good in eternity. He lives for comfort and pleasure in this life. He callously ignores the poor suffering at his door. And because our merciful God is also a just God, in the netherworld the rich man is in torment. In a dramatic metaphor, Jesus pictures the patriarch Abraham refusing even a drop of water to ease the rich man's suffering. The lesson, an earthly life without love buys you an eternity without love. It's the ultimate poverty of riches, and it's obviously a very, very bad bargain. In conclusion to this cautionary parable, Jesus goes on to have Abraham foretell his death and resurrection. And as he does so often, Jesus addresses his remarks not only to his immediate listeners, but to unborn generations. If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. Are you persuaded yet? What will it take to help you put worldly wealth and eternal salvation into their proper perspective? The currency of this life is not dollars or euros. It's time. How much time do we spend chasing, growing, and protecting wealth that it will be worthless to us long before our body resumes room temperature? As Jesus tells us quite plainly, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where your heart is, your time will be. Whether on the fast track or in the rat race, whether day trading or career building, whether networking or grinding it out, whether planning or pitching. So many of us spend our lives not just making a livelihood, but relentlessly chasing the brass ring, the key to the big break, beyond which lies prestige, the title, the big bucks. But at what price? Jesus does not demand that we take a vow of poverty, but he does demand that we love God with our whole heart and our neighbors as ourselves. And that takes time. Can we have it all? Can we prosper both in this world and in the next? Yes, we can, but it's not easy. You can't fake it or phone it in. Start by giving every day to God. Dedicate your work, your commute, your frustrations, your achievements, all in his service. Work hard, pray hard, stay close to Jesus. Actively look for opportunities to witness his love, especially to those who need it most. End the day giving thanks to God for another day of love in the bank and another day closer to him. Love of God and neighbor are the only riches that really ever count, and we get them all for free. They were bought for us by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There's no poverty in these riches. They're a priceless gift of grace that keeps on giving and giving. And here's the best part. The more we spend these riches, the more we have. Ours for the asking, ours for eternity. This has been Father Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.